I say we like to talk about a good plays and a bad play. So let's get on to a good play. This was happened right after halftime. Julio big, almost touchdown play here right after the third quarter. Now, what's interesting about this play is usually when you come out of halftime, most teams just want to get a completion. They want to get some positive yards. And that's the same thing the defense is thinking. So I think this was an excellent call by Dirk Koetter. They run what's called a sluggo, which means slant and go. I'm giving you guys some primetime lingo. So sluggo is the name of this route right here by Julio Jones. He's going to come here. He's going to go three steps like he's running a slant, and then he's going to break to the go route. And what the defensive back does, you can tell here. Look at his head. His head is already looking inside at Matt. Now, the interesting thing about what happens here, Matt, once he drops back, he does a good job of pumping at the safety. What that does is it holds the safety on the hash. If he doesn't do that, then the safety can run over and make a play, even though Julio beats the corner. So Matt has to do his job, and then Julio has to do a good job of selling his sluggo route on his side. So as you can see, the play goes. There's a sluggo. He goes in, fakes the slant, and then he's going to come around the backside. When we see the other portion of it, you can see where the defensive back was affected. But now you can see, look at Matt's head is looking right at the safety who is here. And as he pumps, that keeps the safety on the hash and does a good job. You see the safety coming from way inside. Now, as we get to the back end of it, you can see it a little bit better. Now, the best thing about what Julio does is what we call he gives all his attention to the slant. He gives good, what we call, head inside. The head inside tells him, the defensive back, oh, he's going to run a slant. And you can see now he's already flat-footed, so that means now he's already beat on the slant and go. So a good job of Julio selling it with his head and eyes. And that's very important for a receiver to sell it with his head and eyes. If he doesn't do that, then the defensive back is not going to go for it. These guys are smart guys, too, so they understand splits, alignment, what the receivers like to do. So a good job of Julio selling it with his hands and eyes and then over the top. And the reason why you see the safety not getting over so fast is because of what Matt did. He held him with the pump fake, held him with his eyes, and a good job of laying the football outside, and the rest is all Julio Jones trying to get to the end zone. So I thought it was a great call by Dirk Koetter coming out at halftime, being aggressive. The Birds were down big time at halftime, but coming out, giving them momentum, and then hitting that play right off the bat gave this team some confidence. So some good plays, some plays that were not so good, but overall this team fought hard, and you got to like that. Looking forward to a big game in the Dome this weekend versus Pittsburgh Steelers, and we see you next week to break down some more plays on Falcons Film Session presented by State Farm.